Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea and a plethora of people to speak to on a Monday. Team doing a great job over the weekend and even during the show of, you know, ripping things up. We cancel people. When you come on surveillance, you know you could get canceled based on breaking news. We had Ken Leon on from CFRA, just brilliant, on the shareholder loss potential at Paramount. I really don't understand the transaction other than there's a whole private party with the Redstone family and their public shareholders that are a little bit upset, to say the least. Thanks to Ken Leon for that. Lots to choose from today. We had to go with Dan Ives. He's a pinata and a bright, colorful one at that. For a lot of people that are tepid on technology, gloomy on technology, he is the uber bull on technology. And of course, on a broad perspective of 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, he's been right. I asked Dan Ives about AI, and I get it that it's going to be enterprise, ChatGPT, computer people productive. But when does retail, like through Apple Siri, actually use AI?
For legends like Keen, you won't see that till 2025 from a consumer perspective. The enterprise is where the AI revolution is happening today. But ultimately, Tom, I think the important thing is when Apple embraces AI, as Google embrace AI, that's where you're going to now start to see that to consumer from an app perspective, from a technology, and ultimately even from an AI perspective, things like FSD.
Our Apple coverage Thursday. Look for that. Amazon on Tuesday as well. The shock of Google and Microsoft and even the rebound of Tesla off the last couple of days and Mr. Musk's trip to China. Tesla up sharply as well. So Amazon on Tuesday and then Thursday we get to Apple as well.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more, Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization. We live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
It was a joy to speak with Tina Fordham. She's with Fordham Global Insight. And she is, I mentioned this during the interview, the only equivalency I can see is Leslie Vinge-Murray at Chatham House, where these are Americans in Britain with a true visceral transatlantic feel. Another person that has that is Christine Lagarde at the European Central Bank, with her work obviously for her France, her schooling in high school around Washington, and of course with Baker McKenzie, I believe it was, the law firm in Chicago years ago. So the transatlantic thing helps. And I asked Tina Fordham about the protests at schools with all the heritage of 1968, some of us the memories of 1968 and beyond to Kent State, the emotion right now of those protests, how she perceived the college protests.
It is quite a spectacle. I mean, first of all, I'm a Columbia alum and I'm on the advisory board for SIPA, the School of International and Public Affairs, which is also caught up in these, although it's mainly the college. I don't think this is 1968, right? I think that this is identity politics in the United States that has now incorporated a foreign policy angle. I think it's incredibly difficult for the university administrations to, you know, to balance their commitment to free speech and to the community that is a university with their Title VI obligations. They've got to protect students. And the whole sorry spectacle seems to me, and you know, I sit in London, where I have for a long time, to be a culmination of the culture wars and in some ways the TikTokification of very complex issues.
Tina Fordham, and we thank her for those comments and her commitment to Columbia University. She's with Fordham Global Insight. It's a start to an eventful week. I mentioned Amazon on Tuesday, Apple on Thursday. Sandwiched in between is a small matter of a Fed meeting. We'll do the Fed decides. Lisa Bramwitz, John Farrow, and myself will wax philosophical. No dot plot adjustment, no forecasts. So what can be had there? And Matt Miskin, I'm sorry, today with John Hancock, he was heated that this is a place for Powell to really reset in his comments what he believes in. Not so much the way he tilts or the prediction at hawkish and dovish, but just simply to say, what does he believe in? There'll be some economic data along through the week as well. Of course, out of the Fed meeting, we'll get Fed speakers. Not that we really follow them carefully because there's 400 Fed speakers. Now, a couple program notes. Single best idea. We are thrilled with the response. You go out, you search for Bloomberg Surveillance on Bloomberg Podcasts, really under business news and under business. Thank you for that. We've been humbled by the response. I should point out, many have requested the entire show, 7 to 10 a.m., replayed. We have that out now. In the next couple of days, I'll be showing you the way you get that on YouTube. YouTube, not all our fault, but Google as well. It's a little confusing. So we're going to get out still the live broadcast on YouTube. And then, Eric, what time roughly do we get the 3 hour out? Noonish? Noonish, one-ish, two-ish, out there with all the different tasks that we have, and they got to download it and all that. But that's been a huge request on Apple CarPlay. On YouTube, search Bloomberg Podcasts. This is Single Best Idea on Apple Podcasts.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.